Okay, Alexander, let's talk about what's going on in Brazil with Bolsonaro, President Bolsonaro. Large, very large protests that took place, gatherings, rallies. I won't say protests, rallies that took place. The left categorizes them as MAGA, Orange Man Bad type of rallies. Bolsonaro supporters characterize them as rallies for democracy and for support of their president. They were big. They were big rallies. But all of this stems from an upcoming election. And the leading opponent for Bolsonaro is someone who has been president before, but was put in prison, which is Lula. And a very well-known figure on the world stage, not only in Brazil. And the Supreme Court. That's what set all of this off, is President Bolsonaro's row with the Supreme Court in Brazil. Specifically, Alexander, it's a little complicated as to what the argument is, but from what I'm understanding, Bolsonaro has kind of been in a feud with the high court, particularly one justice who jailed his supporters for allegedly financing and organizing anti-democratic acts, etc. This was the spark that got all of this moving. Since then, Bolsonaro has made statements, Alexander, where he said he doesn't believe a fair election will take place. He's walked that back a little bit as well. He's also now said that social media companies cannot remove content without his government's permission, because recently YouTube removed content of some Bolsonaro videos, which they claimed was misinformation about the coup. And Bolsonaro wants the social media companies to leave all the content on there in order to present what they believe is a full picture. A lot of moving parts here. The initial spark was with the row between the Supreme Court, the justice, and Bolsonaro, but obviously things have grown very large. And of course, the left is saying that these protesters are dangerous and, you know, they're going to incite violence in much the same way as, you know, January 6th, which I don't know why they're bringing up January 6th. But anyway, what a development. You're going to have an election coming up, and we've already started with a lot of the interesting developments well before
Indeed.
The election.
Indeed. Now, look, if there are things about all of this which remind you of 2020 in the United States, so they should, because the similarities are startling. I mean, we have a politicized judiciary. We have a Supreme Court justice who's been making decisions. Now, even Glenn Greenwald, or I should say Glenn Greenwald, let's take away the even, Glenn Greenwald, who is left-wing, and lawyer, and speaks Portuguese and lives in Portugal, says that he has severe questions and doubts about the propriety of some of this judge's decisions. So, you know, if Greenwald thinks that, who am I to disagree? So, I mean, you know, so we have a politicized judge, politicized courts. We have a right-wing populist president. We have talk from all sorts of people that his supporters are somehow a threat to democracy, and talk about them being an enemy within, even though, as you absolutely rightly say, the rallies that took place were actually entirely peaceful. And most of his supporters, Bolsonaro's supporters, come across as being, you know, on the older side and middle class, but, you know, hardly the, you know, the sort of revolutionary force or counter-revolutionary force that people are talking about. And, of course, you have arguments about the coup, and you have arguments about the policies of the tech companies, and you have arguments about the proprieties of the election. So, as I said, if the similarities seem very strong, it's because they are. Now, I don't want to push this too far. I think Bolsonaro is actually well to the right of Donald Trump in some things. I'm not saying all things. And I certainly think that Lula represents, however, a left which would be recognisable to some people within the Democratic Party of the United States. So there are clearly differences, and parts of the judiciary have been aligned with the right as well as with the left. We've seen that in the past in Brazil. So I don't want to make it seem as if the situation is identical, but there are many resemblances indeed. I have to say, and this is purely my own general impression, I'm not obviously as informed about Brazil as I am about, say, the United States. But my general impression is that Lula looks like he's more likely to win. I think the trend across Latin America is for Latin America to start swinging towards the left. I think this is very much an AOC-type left, if I can put it that way. I think Lula fits entirely within that sort of world. And I think that Bolsonaro, who's been getting support from people, I believe Don Jr. was actually there, believe it or not, speaking up for him. I think he's got a massive battle on his hands if he's going to remain president. And I think the odds are increasingly stacked against him. And I have to say, some of the things he said, some of the battles he's fought, some of his actions probably have turned more people in Brazil against him than was perhaps strictly necessary. So I think we are probably going to see Lula win next year. I think we're going to see Brazil tilt further to the left. I think that this is going to be a Brazil that is going to resemble very much the kind of country that the left of the Democratic Party in the United States would be very happy with.
Yeah, I believe it was Jason Miller, the guy that has the application get, was also in Brazil. And I believe the authorities actually stopped him or grounded him and asked him all kinds of questions. Not the Brazilian, the American authorities actually stopped him and asked him all kinds of questions as to what he was doing at the Bolsonaro rally. I don't know. Maybe I've got a little bit of that story mixed up, but I know he was there, the guy that started the application. Getter, that Twitter clone application. He was there. So, yeah, the parallels with the U.S. election are really incredible, because a lot of what I think eroded Bolsonaro's support away was indeed the coup. It took a heavy toll on Bolsonaro. Yeah. And now you have Lula looking like he's heading in for the win, but there's a lot of time to go.
I know. It's not a done thing. I think one has to say that. I mean, it's not a done thing. I mean, Bolsonaro still has a lot of support in Brazil, more than some people perhaps expect. So I think this is going to be a tighter election. At least that's how it looks to me. Than I think many people think, and I don't think it's a dumb thing. I have to say also something about Lula, which is, of course, that I think that Lula is a far less dominating figure in Brazil than he was, 10 years ago. And I think a lot of people in Brazil are still very angry with a lot of what happened when he was president before. And I also think that if Lula were to become president, and to think that he could go back and continue where he left off, he would find that both Brazil has changed and, more importantly, the world has changed. Because when Lula was president, he was able to live off the fact that the economy was booming, because it was living off certain economic reforms that had been carried out by Lula's predecessor, and because the Chinese economy was booming and was sucking in imports from places like Brazil, and that was stimulating the economy there. I think in the new world that we have today, where things are becoming divided into sort of Eurasia camp and Western consolidated West, I think that kind of economic formula won't work. I don't think it's possible. So I don't think you'll find the economic situation as easy as it was when he was previously president. And I think you will also find the Brazil of today a much more restless country than it was when he was president before. So I think he's going to find he's got a lot more opposition, more opposition to him becoming president. And I think if he does manage to become president, then all his problems will then begin in earnest on a much bigger scale than I think he anticipates.
Yeah, Lula was around at a time when you had the BRICS And, you know, those were the new kids on the blocks, and those were the rising economies, and things were much, much different. And he's going to come, he's going to be faced with a Brazil that is, with a whole South America, actually, that is not in the best of shape, I don't think. But they are lurching left. Alexander, the mainstream media, interestingly enough, the mainstream media and big tech are also they very much despise Bolsonaro as well. How do you see the protest? Do you think this was a good idea? I mean, I understand Bolsonaro was trying to create some sort of, I don't say he was trying to copy the MAGA rallies, but he was trying to create a type of, you know, ground level support, you know, ground roots support to show that the people are with him. But do you think that that worked in his favor, or it didn't really do much to move the needle? Because the mainstream media really went after him.
Absolutely. I mean, I suspect it didn't move the needle in the sense that most of the people who came out were already his hardcore supporters. But I'd be a little careful of discounting these rallies in the way that some of the big media have been doing. I think they've been trying to sort of make out that these rallies were somehow a mistake, because supposedly they have hardened opposition to Bolsonaro elsewhere in Brazil. I think, on the contrary, what these rallies are more likely to have done is reminded people of the amount of support Bolsonaro still has. And I think it's always better in an election situation to appear to have support than not to have support. I think what a lot of people would prefer would be for Bolsonaro to simply shut up and hide in the presidential residence in Brasilia and let Lula just steamroll to victory and not put up a fight. Well, that's not his personality. Whatever you may think of him, whatever you may think of the way he's governed Brazil, I think he does want to fight. He does want to fight for the election. And I think that's why he's bringing his people out. And I think it makes his prospects better rather than worse. I don't think it's going to be enough for him to win, but I still think it's better to fight an election than not to. And that's what it seems to me he's doing.
Okay, so Bolsonaro was an ally of Trump's. I mean, they got along well. Yeah. Obviously, Bolsonaro is not such a fan of the Biden White House. No. And, you know, it wouldn't be far-fetched to say that the Biden White House is pulling for Lula as well, as is all the U.S. mainstream media as well. They're pulling for Lula. Would a Lula presidency, though, align Brazil closer to the Democrats, the left, the neoliberal left of the United States? Because Lula, he made a lot of mistakes when he was president, but he doesn't strike me as a neoliberal.
No.
I mean, do you think he would align with the ideology of the U.S., or would he go his own way? And maybe he may also look at the Eurasian camp, the BRIC. I don't want to say the BRIC model, but for lack of a better word, that's, you know, those guys over there instead of those guys up there.
It's important to remember that when Lula was president before, he was able to be good friends with with China, and an active member of the BRICS, or the BRIC as it then was, and at the same time have good relations with the United States, with the Obama administration, and with the Europeans, because in those days we still didn't have this system of bipolar world, this conflict that existed. You could be on good terms with both camps. And, you know, people like Brazil. Brazil is a country with a very positive image. So he was able to ride on that. And he was, you know, on good terms with everybody. Now, what I think he's going to find is that this time round, it won't work like that. And he may have to decide on a choice. That whether does he go with China and the BRICS, or indeed try and reinvigorate and give life to the BRICS, or does he go closer to his friends, or rather to the people who are well disposed to him in Washington and London, the, you know, Democratic Party, the left of the Democratic Party, the people in the left in Britain, those sort of things. And that might be a choice he doesn't want to make, but which he might be obliged to make. But if he does make that choice, what he's also going to find, I think, is that Brazil itself is a more divided country as a result of that choice than it was before. Because in the 2000s, when he was president, he could be friends with everybody and nobody in Brazil objected. If this time he decides, for example, to align with China and the Eurasians and be more distant from the United States, I can very well imagine many people, middle-class people in Brazil, not being so happy about it and being disaffected. So he might find that his foreign policy choices result in political challenges within Brazil itself, which he's not anticipated and which he has no experience of dealing with before.
Right. A lot of big business, a lot of big money interests. Very quickly, how does the election affect Venezuela, you think? What would be the policy there with either of the two winning? Because once again, the regime change hasn't stopped. The efforts for regime change haven't stopped in Venezuela. You still have Maduro in power hanging around. But would a Bolsonaro victory be bad news for Maduro? Would it remain, or would it be as is right now and just be a continuing bad news for Maduro that he doesn't have the full support of, say, the Brazil government? Or would a Lula presidency be good news for Maduro? Because maybe he may find a little bit of support there, a little bit of a break.
Unequivocally, if Bolsonaro wins, it's bad news for Maduro. If Lula wins, it's good news for Maduro. Now, I say that it's not because Lula actually is very close to Venezuela. I mean, Lula did not get on particularly well with Hugo Chavez, and I doubt that he'd get on very well with Maduro either. But from Lula's point of view, if he were to be seen to support US regime change initiatives in places like Venezuela, it would go down extremely badly with his political base in Brazil. So you would undoubtedly see a Lula-led Brazil opposing American regime change initiatives in Venezuela, even though I don't think Lula himself has any time for Maduro at all. So, you know, you'd have a very hostile Brazil from Maduro's point of view in Bolsonaro wins, but a Brazil which would be supportive against regime change if Lula wins. And for Maduro, undoubtedly, it's the second he must be hoping for.
Yeah. All right. Interesting stuff going on in Brazil. Big rallies. 100,000 people in some of those rallies. Just really, really big.
A country with tremendous vitality and huge potential. And maybe one day it will all come together and we'll see it happen. So, you know, we should respect what happens in Brazil. It's a country that, you know, may one day have its moment. I hope it does.
Yeah. Okay. We'll continue to monitor the elections as we get closer to that day. Check us out on Locals, everybody. TheDuran.locals.com. Join us there. Go to BitChute, Rumble, Odyssey, and SuperU. And look for all our videos on those new media platforms. You'll find the link down below. And the Duran Shop, Alexander, you can pick up mugs and shirts and hats.
You certainly can.
10% off. Use the code REALNEWS underneath this video. Take care.